I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Authorities are investigating after that El Paso County Sheriff's deputy was killed and three other law enforcement officers were injured in Colorado Springs yesterday. A struggle with a suspect resulted in shots fired and 34-year-old Sheriff's deputy Micah Flick was killed. In brief remarks at Memorial Hospital last night, El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder said the day marked Flick's 11th anniversary with the department.
Deputy Flick was an outstanding member of my agency, and he will be missed.
Flick leaves behind a wife and 7-year-old twins. A civilian was also injured in the incident and taken to the hospital. The suspect died on scene. Forecasters are predicting record low water levels in some of the West's most important rivers this spring. From KUNC, Luke Runyon has more.
Mountain snowpack eventually turns into the region's water supply. Without it, rivers and streams suffer. And right now, snowpack is at record lows in some areas. Forecasters at the Colorado Basin River Forecast Center in Salt Lake City are projecting the flows into Lake Powell, one of the largest human-made lakes in the country, to be just 47% of average. The lake is part of a reservoir system that supplies water to some 40 million people in the Southwest. Drought conditions continue to worsen throughout the entire Colorado River watershed. Portions of Arizona, Colorado, Utah, and Southern California are classified as being in severe to extreme drought. I'm Luke Runyon.
And you're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.